Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depot Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Good morning, Ethan. This is John with Legal Intake. I have a new claimant on the line for her Depo-Vera injury claim, and her name is Recora Thompson.
Alrighty, I just received your file. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Ms. Thompson, I have Ethan on the line for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and Mrs. Recora, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, Recora. I'm saying that correctly, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to be
You
sure I'm not
say
butchering your name before we start to begin with. In any case, so my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. I'll be your intake specialist helping you get signed up for this lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm making it.
Yeah, definitely. I hear you. Now, I'm going to be helping you get signed up for this lawsuit. Again, I'm your intake specialist for this. A lot of these questions I'll ask you might sound familiar, so I do apologize for any repetition, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, should only take about 10 minutes. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim for this?
No, sir.
Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent back any packets of information for any other attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and Recora, I take it you'd be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Really sorry to hear that you've had to deal with all that. What was your date of diagnosis?
My diagnosis was like the di oh, my diagnosis was in 2015. I'm a 2011 child.
2011.
Yes.
Do you remember the month or maybe what time of year this was?
It was March.
Okay. I'll put March 01 of 2011. And what is your birthday?
My birthday is 2/10/88.
You said.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm so sorry. You said my diagnosis. It was I'm thinking when you say like when I started using it. My diagnosis was May, in May 2015, but I.
Okay, gotcha. No worries at all. I totally understand. I'm sure you're probably a little groggy. Still, not a little bit
Yes,
early.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I just woke up my monthly on, so.
Yeah, hey, no worries at all. We're absolutely not in a rush. So if you need to take some time to think about some things or if you need a breather, you just let me know and you take a moment, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. So you said you were diagnosed in May of 2015, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your date of birth was February 10th, 1988.
Yes, sir.
Okay, in addition, Ricora, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by Depo-Provera who could need some help?
No, sir.
Okay, don't worry about that then. Was it the name brand labeled specifically called Depo-Provera that you were using?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you used it for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Within 1 year, did you have at least four injections as well?
Yes, I
Okay.
used it for a while.
Gotcha. And this next question goes without saying, of course, but you were using it after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes,
Okay. When did you start
Yes,
using
sir.
Depo-Provera? Was that the date you mentioned in 2011?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be February of 2011, right?
It'd be March 2011.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put March 01, 2011. And when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
2015. It was May. It was in May.
Okay, so right around the time you were diagnosed with meningioma as well, then, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Can you confirm your gender for me, Rikora?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then the other agent, Mr. John, he gave me your first and last name on the file. I have it as Rikora, Rekora. Last name, Thompson, and that's spelled Thompson.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you also have a middle name?
Nashe, Nasha.
You said Nasha.
Yes.
Okay, so you're Rikora Nashe Thompson. Do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
What's the thing? I'm not,
Do you...
no.
Okay. And what is your social?
It's 139-942-886.
Okay, just want to confirm. I heard 139-942-886.
Yes.
Okay, and then just to double check the spelling of your middle name as well, because I want to make sure I didn't make a mistake. It's Nasha, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. He also sent me your email. I have it down here as ROCB45WW at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your phone number is 803-824-5121.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
Cell phone.
Okay, and Ricora, what is your address?
3495 Jonathan Circle, Augusta, Georgia. 30906.
Okay, you said 3495. And then what was the street name again? I'm sorry, could you spell that for me?
Jonathan, Jonathan, Circle, Augusta, Georgia, 30906.
Okay, perfect. I found it. And is there an apartment or unit number, or is this just your home?
This a home.
Okay, perfect. So 3495 Jonathan Circle, Augusta, Georgia, 30906.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Now, Ricora, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Yes. It was Edwin. So.
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you want the doctor I was going to?
Yes, the doctor that diagnosed you
Hello?
with meningioma.
It was Edwin Scott.
Okay. Can you spell that for me, please?
Edwin Scott, Scott.
Okay. And what hospital was this at?
Piedmont. Well, this is not a hospital. This is my doctor's office.
Okay, gotcha. Well, not necessarily the hospital, I guess, but this was the facility where you were diagnosed at.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, and you said Piedmont, Atlanta?
No, it's not Piedmont. The doctor's where I went to is Center of Prime Care.
Okay, yeah. And where was this? Do you know the address or the name?
It's in Augusta, Georgia. But Miss, okay, that was my physician, but my doctor, the doctor that diagnosed me was Floyd. That's who it was. But who I was getting my shots with was from Edwin.
Okay.
Mr. David Floyd.
Okay, that was who was administering your Depo Provera?
Yes, and who diagnosed me was David Floyd. I'm sorry.
You said first name David, last name Florent?
Floyd.
Floyd, Floyd?
Yes.
Okay, and was this the one in the Piedmont Augusta that you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is this the one on 1350 Walton Way?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for confirming. Okay, so it was David Floyd, and he's who diagnosed you, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and pull all that hospital information there. And then was it Edwin Scott that treated you for meningioma?
Well, they're treating me.
Yeah.
My regular doctor was Edwin Scott.
Okay.
But who treated me was David Floyd for my stuff. Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. So he diagnosed you and he also treated you.
Yes. I mean,
okay.
No, he diagnosed me, but my doctor, Edwin Scott, that's who was giving me my shots. But David did both.
Okay, gotcha. So Edwin Floyd was who was giving you your shots.
Yes.
Okay, and then Mr. David Floyd, he diagnosed you with meningioma, and he also treated you for meningioma.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so for your meningioma treatment, was this also at Piedmont Augusta?
It's Piedmont, yes, sir.
Piedmont, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So just to confirm, I'll go ahead and copy and paste all that same information, 1350 Walton Way. That's where you were treated for meningioma, and this was also by Mr. David Floyd. Okay.
Yes.
In addition, before your meningioma diagnosis, did you have any other cancer diagnosis as well?
No, I never had.
Okay. And then, so you did say it was Mr. Edwin Floyd, or sorry, Edwin Scott, I'm sorry, Edwin Scott that was giving you your Depo Provera, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where were you getting your Depo Provera? What hospital or what facility?
It was the Center of Palm Care South. It was off of Wind Spring Road.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just go. You said Center of...
Center for Primary Care.
Okay, Center for Primary Care. And which street was this on?
Windsor Spring.
Okay. Gotcha. I think I found it here. Windsor. You said Windsor Spring. Is it 2011 Windsor Spring Road?
I believe so, but I know it's on Windsor Spring. That's the only one up there.
Okay. Yeah, I only see one. It's called Center for Primary Care, and it's on Windsor Spring Road.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gotcha. And then... were you getting your Depo Provera from a different pharmacy, or was it this same facility as well?
I went to Walgreens to pick it up.
Okay. Do you remember what street this was on?
Peach Orchard.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. 3204. Yep, I found it. Peach Orchard Road. And alrighty. Yeah. Thanks for bearing with me. I know you're probably a little bit tired and some of these questions can be confusing, but we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any copies of medical records showing your diagnosis or your treatment?
I do. It's in store. Well, it's in my closet. I can get it.
Okay, yeah. Most likely you won't have to because our attorney partners can just ask the hospital for them instead of making you do it. But if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail or electronically or both even?
I can.
Okay. Now, lastly, all I need to do is I just need to get an emergency contact from you, Rikora. This is just someone we can reach out to you just in case anything happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Do you have anyone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Michelle Kirkland.
You said Michelle Kirkland?
Yes.
Okay. And what is this person's relationship to you?
It's my sister-in-law.
Okay, gotcha. Does she live with you or separately?
And she lives separately.
Okay, you said Michelle, so I would assume that's MICHELLE.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then Kirkland, KIRKLAND.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And this is your sister-in-law. Do you know her phone number?
706-589-0896. I mean,
Okay.
97, I'm sorry.
97.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 706-589-0897.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then do you happen to know her email and her address? If not, that's okay.
I don't know how email, but it's 2448 Willow Road. I believe that's the address.
Okay, you said 2448 Willow Road.
Yes. Augusta, Georgia, 3090. What is it, 6 or 7 over there? 3090.
Okay, I found it here. 2448 Willow Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30909.
Okay, I was gonna say.
Okay, perfect. And already, we're almost done here. Thank you again for bearing with me. I know some of these questions can be a little bit confusing, but lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is basically just a checklist to make sure that everything that we've discussed is correct. So I'm going to list off a few items, and if anything sounds wrong, you can interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Rikora, we did confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you got at least 4 shots. You were also using the labeled name Depo-Provera, and you were getting injections between 1992 to the present. That's all I had for compliance. That all sounds good to you, though?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. In that case, then, Recora, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. It's very easy and it'll guide you through the process. Should only take about a minute of your time. So give me just a second. What I'll do
Okay.
is I'm just going to send them to myself first so that way I can double check and make sure I didn't make any mistakes. Then I'll make sure it gets over to you for you to get that taken care of, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so give me just a moment. I'm going to go ahead and start building these documents for myself so that way I can do my double checking and make sure I'm doing my job correctly.
Yes,
Okay, I
sir.
see you here, Recora Nasha Thompson. Okay, I'm gonna zoom in on this as well so I can read it because these texts are tiny. Okay.
Yes, you say my name real good too.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay, so you were born on February 10th, 1988. Your address is 3495 Jonathan Circle, and that's Augusta, Georgia, 30906. And your social is
Yes, sir.
13994-2886.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then your spelling of your name is Rekora, Rekora. The middle name Nasha. Last name Thompson, Thompson.
Yes.
Alrighty, that all looks good to me then. What I'm gonna do is I'll click send here on my end, and you should get a text message within the next 10 or 20 seconds. It's going to contain a link to DocuSign, which will allow you to digitally sign this. These are just retaining documents, firstly stating, of course, that our law partners will represent you for this lawsuit, and it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be some fields, I believe, where it asks you just for initials. There's going to be others where it asks you for a full signature. So just make sure you're paying attention to that. Otherwise, it's very easy. And while you're doing that, I'll send you a text message. It's going to come from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information and you can always reach out at any time if you need it, okay?
Okay.
And then just let me know when you're finished signing so that way I can check it and make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay.
And then while you're getting that taken care of, I'll also send you an email as well from my company email. So that way you have my company information and my contact card just in case you need that as well, okay?
Yes, sir. At this point.
Did you have any questions or do you need any help? Okay, looks like you just finished. I just received it on my end. Okay, yes. I see your signature there. And already I see you also put your initials here. That's how you would normally write your initials?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha, yeah. You have a very nice signature, by the way. It's much nicer than mine, I'll tell you that much. I like it.
Thank you. I was trying.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit tricky with sometimes just putting your finger on the phone.
Yes. I'm like, I go back. I'm like, why is this not going now? See, I had to click.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, alrighty. That looks good to me. Thanks. It looks like the documents will get processed correctly. So yeah, Rikora, thank you for your time. That's all I needed from you today. So just to let you know, from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners, and that should come sometime within the next several days, or maybe about a week or so. It just depends on how busy they are, but it should come sometime soon. It's very important that you answer that call, because they're going to verify your information. Then and only then can they start working on your case. But once you get that taken care of, that should be the last thing you need to do in regards to this lawsuit, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, just remember, you look out for that phone call. Very important. In the meantime, you also have my contact information, so you can reach out if you need anything else. Unless you had any other questions, that's all I needed from you today.
No, sir. That's it.
Alrighty. Well, then you're free to go, Rikora. Thank you for your time again, and I do wish you all the best, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. And happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you.